ألم تر إلى الذين نافقوا يقولون لإخوانهم الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب لئن أخرجتم لنخرجن لئن أخرجتم لنخرجن معكم ولا نطيع فيكم أحدا أبدا وإن قوتلتم لننصرنكم والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون.
Did you not see the hypocrites say to their brethren, the unbelievers among the people of the book, if you are banished, we too will go with you and will not listen to anyone concerning you. And if war is waged against you, we will come to your aid. But Allah bears witness that they are liars. Did you not see the hypocrites say to their brethren? The whole passage, verses 11 to 17, is a commentary on the hypocrites' attitude and behavior. This relates to the time when the Prophet, peace be upon him, served notice on the Banu al-Nadir to leave Medina within 10 days, but had not yet laid siege to the district in which they lived. At this stage, the chiefs of the hypocrites sent the Banu al-Nadir a message that they would assist them with 2,000 men. They also informed them that the Qurayza and the Ghatafan would also come to their aid. They were therefore urged to confront the Muslims courageously and not to lay down their arms. They assured the Banu al-Nadir that if the Muslims attacked them, they would fight side by side with them. And if things came to such a pass that the Banu al-Nadir were banished, they too would share their exile.
لَئِنْ أُخْرِجُوا لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مَعَهُمْ وَلَئِنْ قُوتِلُوا لَا يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ وَلَئِنْ نَصَرُوهُمْ لَيُوَلُّنَّ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ.
To be sure, if they are banished, they will not go with them. And if war is waged against them, they will not aid them. And even if they provide any aid to them, they will still turn their backs. And thereafter no aid will be forthcoming to them.
لَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَهْبَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ.
Surely, they have greater dread for you in their hearts than for Allah. That is because they are a people who are devoid of understanding.
The statement that the hypocrites were devoid of understanding succinctly epitomizes a great truth. Anyone who is granted true understanding of things is aware that it is God who ought to be held in awe rather than human beings. Hence, a wise person will strive to avoid all acts that make him liable to God's censure, regardless of whether any human censures him for that action or not. In like manner, if God enjoins him to perform a duty, he rises to perform it even if he faces the whole world's opposition in that regard. The person who lacks true understanding and wisdom is he who takes into account how other humans perceive his actions and is not at all concerned about how God sees them. If he avoids doing something, he does not do so because he believes that he will be held to account by God. Instead, it is because of his fear that human authority will bring him to book. Likewise, if he does something, it is not because God enjoined that action on him, but rather because there existed an authority whose order either commanded or commended it. It is this understanding or lack of it which marks out the attitude and character of a believer from that of an unbeliever.
لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون.
They will never fight against you as a body in an open battlefield, and if they fight against you, they will fight only in fortified townships or from behind walls. Intense is their hostility to one another. You reckon them united while their hearts are divided. That is, because they are a people devoid of reason.
كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبًا ذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
They are like those who tasted the evil consequences of their deeds a short while before. A grievous chastisement awaits them. They are like those who tasted the evil consequences of their deeds a short while before.
This alludes to the pagans of the Quraysh and the Jews of the Kenuka tribe. As we know, despite their superiority in numbers and weapons, they were vanquished by a handful of ill-equipped Muslims because of these very weaknesses of theirs.
كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Their parable is that of Satan when he says to man, "Disbelieve." But when he disbelieves, he says, "I am quit of you. Verily, I fear Allah, the Lord of the universe."
فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتَهُمَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَالِدَيْنِ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ.
In the end, both will be in the fire and will abide in it. That is the recompense of the wrongdoers.